Tonight, if you've got a copy of God's Word with you, we'll be in Proverbs chapter number 6 tonight. Proverbs chapter number 6, and I'll be reading verses 20 through 22. Give you all a moment to turn there to find your Bible or your phone. I do give you permission. Forgot to say this morning, I give you permission to use your phone and tablet and whatever other technology in church tonight, because that's how we're doing it. And I'm just kidding. It's not a big deal if you use it during church anyways. Whatever means necessary, get the Word of God out, open it for us, and we will be in Proverbs 6, reading verses 20 through 22. As we think about tonight, three benefits of the Scriptures. We're going to see tonight, and it seems like this has been a thought that has been kind of the thread that's been on my mind a lot here lately, is the Scriptures are beneficial to us. But we're going to see there are some stipulations, and we're going to see we're going to see some other things we're going to point out as well. I don't want to get ahead of myself. But Proverbs chapter 6, beginning in verse number 20, the Bible says, "My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee, and when thou sleepest, it shall keep thee, and when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee." So as we think about the thought, the three benefits of the Scriptures, the first thing I want to point out tonight is there are some stipulations, some requirements, prerequisites, if you want the benefits of the Scripture, just like we talked about, I think it was last Sunday night, basically the same thing, that if you want the protection of wisdom, there are some requirements. So many people today, they want the Bible to be their spare tire, or they want the Bible to be something where they can go in it, find a verse out of context to support their sin or encourage their sin or justify their sin, or the Bible to be a book that we take verses here and there and really make it say what we want it to say. But we want the benefits without any of the labor. And that is just the natural mentality of the world today. They want all the rewards and the benefits, but don't want to put any work in. But spiritually, that's not how it works. That's not how it works spiritually. If you want the benefits that the Scriptures has to us, like we talked about last week, if you want the protection that wisdom has to offer, there are some requirements. And we see those. We see those stipulations in our text before us in verses 20. And 21, the first one we see is there must be compliance. There must be compliance. The Bible says in verse 20, "My son, keep thy father's commandments, and forsake not the law of thy mother." So it says, "My son, keep thy father's commandments." The word "keep" means to be obedient to be attentive to. If we want the benefits we're going to talk about tonight of the Scriptures, and the Scriptures has way more than three benefits, but we see three in the text before us tonight. If we want those benefits, then we have got to keep thy father's commandments. We've got to be obedient to the Scriptures. You see, and the Bible tells us, we dealt with a while back in 1 John. It says, "If you love me, you keep my commandments." You see, a child of God, remember, our life should be marked by obedience to the Scriptures. Now, we can't do that perfectly because we still have our fleshly nature warring against our spirit. And until we get to heaven, that's going to continually be the case. But remember, I asked the question when I preached the message, what is your life marked by? Is your life marked by obedience? Or is your life marked by disobedience? And then that's the question I want to ask again tonight. because if you want the benefits that the Scripture has to offer to you and to me, then we must be obedient. Our life must be marked by obedience to the Scriptures. So is your life marked by keeping the Scriptures? Do you have a strong desire to be obedient to what the Scriptures say? I believe a child of God should, and if a child of God does not have a strong desire to be obedient to what the Scriptures has to say, I believe there's an issue there. I'm not your judge, and I'm not the one to say who's saved and who's lost, but I know there is a problem if a child of God doesn't have a desire to be obedient to the Word of God. And when that may be the time where we cry out to God and say, Lord, what's wrong? What's in my life that doesn't need to be there? What do I need to change? What do I need to get out? Because a believer should have a desire to be obedient to the Scriptures. So there must be compliance. Stipulation number one, compliance, obedience to the Scriptures. But stipulation number two, we see, and this kind of goes along with number one, there must be continuation. We can't be obedient to the Scriptures one time and think, well, we're good to go. Now all the benefits that the Scripture has to offer is mine, and I've done my work for the Lord. So now I'm good to go. But that's not the case. If you want the benefits that we're going to talk about tonight, you need to be obedient, and you need to be faithfully obedient. That's a principle all throughout the Word of God, is that those that are faithfully obedient to the Word of God, to God, God blesses, God takes care of, and the promises of the Scripture apply to them. And you see God be faithful to those promises. And God will always be faithful to His promises. But those believers who are not being obedient to the Scriptures as they should be, and are wanting God to give them all the blessings without putting in any of the labor, they've got things mixed up. But if you're going to have the benefits that we see in the Scripture tonight, there must be compliance and there must be continuation. You've got to be obedient and you need to be faithful. And I want to point out now, because a lot of times us preachers talk about do. You got to do these things. But I also want to point out, if you try to do this on your own, you will not be obedient and you will not be faithful. You won't. If you leave it up to yourself to be obedient and to be faithful, you will fail and you will not receive these benefits that we're going to talk about tonight. See, that's why it's so important, first off, that we be saved. If someone is saved, they can't expect the Scriptures to benefit them until they repent of their sin and place their faith in Jesus Christ. But once you're saved, we've got to be Spirit-filled. You see, we can't do it on our own. That's why the Bible says that the Lord has sent us a comforter, a helper, one to come alongside us, one to empower us if we'll let Him. If we will let the Holy Spirit, He will live the Christian life through us. He will empower us to do things that we never thought we could do for God's glory. That's why the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. I believe that all things applies to anything God commands us to do. He commands us to be obedient to His Word. He commands us to be faithfully obedient. And if we are going to do those things, we're going to have to allow the Holy Spirit to empower us, to control us. That's why I always quote the verse, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled or controlled by the Spirit. And that literally means be ye being filled. That's why it's so important. Like I talked about, I cannot believe, I think it was the other day, where we've got to constantly in every situation be calling upon, relying upon God, turning to Him. That's why it says, lean not upon your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. We need to turn to God, seek His empowerment, so that we can be obedient, so that we can be faithful. And we see with the stipulations, how can we be obedient and how can we be faithful? We see next the strategy. The strategy, now we talked about salvation and spirit filling, but one of the ones I want to point out tonight is we see scripture saturation. You want to be obedient to the scriptures. I believe you need to saturate yourself in them. You need to spend some time in the Word of God. And if we're honest with ourselves, we need to spend a good bit of time in the Word of God if we want it to change our lives. The word saturation isn't a little dip in the water, sticking your toe in the water, pulling out. And if I did that in the pool of water, then I wasn't saturated by the water. I got wet, but I wasn't saturated. And see, we shouldn't expect a little bitty reading a passage here, a passage there, and thinking that is going to get the Word of God in our hearts and change our lives. We shouldn't think that that's going to do that. If we want the Scriptures to change our lives, if we want to be obedient to and faithful to the Scriptures, then we've got to saturate ourselves in it. And for a lot of people, that just the way our minds work. And at first, it's hard to get in the Word because the devil fights, your flesh fights. So at first, you may not be able to do it very long. But if you will do it faithfully, get in the Scriptures. The Scriptures is one thing, just like the old, I think it was the Lay's chip motto, you can't just have one. You see, when you get in the Word of God and you get in it faithfully, you'll get a taste of it. And you will want more of it. You see, that's why so many Christians today are not hungry for the Word of God, because they're not getting in it enough to get an appetite for it. You see, the more you get in it, the more you want of it. But so many times people stop short, don't get in it enough to develop that desire, allow the Holy Spirit to develop that desire in their heart. So the strategy, saturate yourselves in the Word of God. Get to the point where the Scriptures dominates your mind, your thoughts, your actions. You see, if we want to be obedient to the Scriptures and we want to in all our ways acknowledge Him, then it's got to be at the forefront of our mind. And really, whatever is at the forefront of our mind in my life and probably in yours as well is what we care about the most. And that's a challenging thought, but I believe that's true. Whatever at the forefront of our mind is kind of where our heart's at, what we care about the most. And the Word of God should be that for all of us, myself included. Is it all the time? No, but it should be for all of us. And it can be if we will allow the Holy Spirit to develop that in our hearts and work in our hearts, if we will saturate ourselves in the Scripture. But not only saturation of the Scriptures, but survey of the Scriptures. You see, reading it a lot is great, but there comes times when you read something, and if you read it at face value and don't survey it, scrutinize over it, study to the point where you understand what is being said, you can be led astray. Remember, our goal is to be obedient and to be faithful. If we want the benefits that Scripture have to offer. So that comes from saturation of the Scriptures and survey of it, finding out what God is saying so that we know that we're being obedient to what He is saying. Because if we are being obedient, but we misinterpret the Scriptures, we're not really being obedient, are we? We think we are, but because of misinterpretation, a lot of times in people's lives, because of lack of study, taking it at face value, they're doing what they think is right, but really they're wrong, and that's a very dangerous path to go down. That's why it's so important that we saturate ourselves in it, but we scrutinize, we study it, we survey it, so we know that what God's saying, so that we know we're being obedient in the right way. That's very important, and like I said earlier, and that's why there's so many divisions of quote-unquote Christians and denominations today and cults there's a lot of cults today who read the very same Bible we do, but because of lack of survey, lack of study, lack of scrutiny over what it says, they misinterpret it. They're led down a dark path, and right now they're leading many people to hell because of it. It's a very serious thing to be sure we know what is being said when we read the Word of God. But when we saturate ourselves in it and we survey it and we seek to be Spirit-filled, the Holy Spirit will empower us to be obedient and to be faithfully obedient. And if we'll be obedient and allow the Holy Spirit to empower us to be faithful, then we see third, we see the surety. I praise God, I can say this with confidence. If you will keep the Word of God, if you will, as we saw in verse number 21, bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. If you will do that through saturation and survey of the Scriptures, we see in verse 22, the surety. You see, if you're willing, if you put the work in, the Bible has a promise for you and for me if we'll do that. And we see that in verse 22. The Bible says, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. When thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. So what are the sureties? Surety, the first surety we see is the Word of God will guide us. The Word of God will give us direction. So many people in the world today, they want to know what their purpose in life is. And so many of them seek it in the means of the world today. But the only way we can find our true purpose, the only way we can have true direction is by getting saved and getting in God's Word like we talked about. And if we'll do that faithfully, God will show us what He wants us to do. So many people say, well, I just wish God would speak to me and show me what He would have me to do. Well, guess what? He has. He's got 66 books, 1,189 chapters, so much of which tells us what God wants us to do. And until we do those things, why should we even expect God to speak audibly? God's got so much here that if in God's Word, we've got so much here that He's told us to do that we could spend a lifetime trying to be obedient to. And that's really our only purpose, is to be saturated in it, survey it, know what God wants us to do, and then be obedient to it. See, I praise God, the Lord doesn't want to leave us in the dark in what He has for us to do. He wants us to know what His will for our life is. But the only way we can know His will is not from a feeling, not from an emotion, but from the Word of God. That is how we know what God's will is. Now, you may seek counsel from others, seek a direction from others, but ultimately, gathering all the direction and the words from maybe other people or other things, ultimately, doesn't line up with the Scriptures. If it doesn't, you need to cast that aside. And whatever the Scripture says to do, you need to do it. I believe the Scriptures have the answer to every important question you have in life. The Scriptures will guide us if we will let them. You see, there's no way that Pastor Daniel could have pastored Mountain City Baptist, or I can pastor Mountain City Baptist now, if I don't allow the Scriptures to guide me. If I try to do what Tyler Fenner wants to do and allow my emotions and my desires to guide me, I'm going to lead Mountain City Baptist down a very dark path. But if I let God's Word guide me, I will lead Mountain City Baptist Church exactly where God wants us to go. And I'm sure that is your hope and your desire. And that's what we should all do, is get in the Scriptures. And if we will, they will guide us. But not only will they guide us, but we see next, this kind of goes along with last Sunday night's message, but we see the Scriptures, praise the Lord, will guard us. It says, when thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. That word keep there means guard. It will guard thee. We talked last week, and I'll briefly mention again, the Scriptures, if we will let them, will protect us. You see, if we'll be obedient to the Word of God, I said last week, we'll avoid a lot of things in this life. Because if we're honest with ourselves, we put ourselves a lot of times in bad situations. We put ourselves there. And if we were to have gotten in the scriptures, and we become like it talks about a lot of times in Proverbs, a prudent man, and one verse in Proverbs says, a prudent man seeth the evil and avoideth it. You see, that prudent man is one who has studied the scriptures, who has been made wise by the scriptures. The scriptures has helped that man understand what is right and what is wrong. So when that man sees evil or sees sin or sees wrong, he knows in accordance with what the scripture says, he needs to avoid that. And a lot of times the scripture tells him how to avoid it. You see, the scripture will protect us from a lot of things in this life. Another thing the scriptures can protect us from is worry. And in the time we're living in right now, and specifically where we're at as a church, it would be very easy for us to worry right now and to fear and to wonder what and to be afraid of the unknown. But we don't have to worry. All we've got to do is trust. All we've got to do is saturate ourselves in the scriptures. Survey the scripture so we know what's being said. And if we know what's being said, we talked about this morning, we can cling to the promises. And as we cling to the promises, knowing God will be faithful to them, it will bring peace to our soul. And the scriptures will protect us. The scriptures will guard us if we will let them. The scriptures will guide us if we will let them. And we see, thirdly, the final surety. The final benefit of the scriptures, we see the scriptures will grow us. Just like a good healthy diet and for our physical body will grow us and help us to grow into the person, the human that God wants us to be. The scriptures, if we will saturate ourselves in them, survey them, be obedient to them, they will grow us. And what will they grow us into? They'll grow us to become more and more like Jesus every single day. They'll grow us. Look what it says, verse 22. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. The scriptures, if we'll let them each and every day, make it a priority to get in them, and they talk to us, and we be obedient to them each and every day, we'll be conformed into the image of Jesus. In each and every day, that doesn't mean every day is going to be good, because as we see right now, some days are going to be bad. Some days are going to be really bad. But as we get in the scriptures and we study them and we know them, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. And His purpose, we see in those later verses, is to make us more like Jesus. And ultimately, one day, we will be like Jesus in heaven, because that scripture says Him He also glorified. See, it'll grow us, and it'll grow us into a mature Christian. It'll grow us into someone God wants to and can use. You see, God wants to use you. God's got an amazing purpose for your life that you may not even realize right now. But God wants to use you for a very specific purpose. And you will find out that purpose by getting in this book. You will prepare yourself for that purpose by getting in this book and allowing God to grow you and equip you. Remember, the scripture says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Be diligent and study the scriptures and show God as He grows you that you're prepared to do the task that He has for you. God wants to use you, but you've got to prepare yourself through saturation in the scriptures and surveys of the scriptures. And if we'll do those things, we will be obedient, we will be faithful. And if we'll be obedient and we'll be faithful, the scriptures will guide us, the scriptures will guard us, and the scriptures will grow us. I can't imagine Mountain City Baptist Church is the greatest church I've ever been in. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the pastor of it, but we've got something unique going on at Mountain City Baptist Church, and I praise the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for it. It's only by His grace that it has happened, because it's nothing we've done but all He's done. But could you imagine if every member of Mountain City Baptist Church saturated themselves with the Scripture surveyed the scriptures to know what was being said, strived every day with all their heart to be obedient to what the scriptures said, and did that faithfully by the power of the Holy Spirit living through them. Imagine the work God could do at Mountain City Baptist Church. He's doing a great work now, and I praise His name for that. But I believe He can and wants to do an even greater work. But will we prepare ourselves to be used by Him in that work? May God help us not to stifle His work by not getting in His Word as we should. So we see those are the three benefits of the Scriptures before us tonight. And I hope this message tonight has encouraged your heart. Like I said, I planned on being a little shorter tonight, but I thank you all. The numbers held online this whole time. So I thank you all for listening well. And I know the message has been rather short, and we can't fellowship after church like we normally would. So maybe take the time after we get off here to just get alone with God and speak to Him in prayer. Ask Him to search your heart, and maybe you can ask Him to search your heart and point things out you need to change or need to get rid of. Get in His Word. Have a little time of devotion tonight. Because most of us, if you're watching, you're at home right now. Maybe we could take a little time tonight. And that's what we need to do. We need to redeem this time that we have before us. I know we're separated. We can't come together. A lot of us are homebound for a little bit. But let's not get frustrated and throw our hands up and say, what am I going to do? But instead, let's say, hey, God has given me time to get alone with Him, to get in His Word, to get completely clean, to give Him my whole heart, undivided heart, so that when we come back together, when we get to come back together again, I don't want us to skip a beat. I don't want us to have taken steps backward, but I want us to have taken steps forward so that when we get together, we can hit the ground running and God can do great things in Mountain City Baptist Church. I believe that's His desire, but may God help us to do our part. Church family, I love you so much. I thank you for listening to me today. I hope these messages have been an encouragement and a help to you. I cannot wait to see you again. I hope that's very soon. But once again, I'm praying for all those that are sick. I'm praying for all those that have been affected by this virus. If you all need anything, reach out to me. Let me know. And we'll do everything we can to help you. But I love you all so much. Let's close in a word of prayer, and then we'll be done tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Jesus, for how it can speak to us if we'll let it. You've spoken tonight. I pray you'd give us ears to hear and the desire to obey. And I pray, Holy Spirit, you would empower us, give us the grace to be obedient to what we've heard. Lord Jesus, we love you. We pray you'd heal all those that are sick, Lord. And I pray you'd draw us nearer to you during this time. The devil's desire is to pull us away. But I pray you'd draw us nearer to you during this time of separation. And I pray when we get together, Lord, it would be an amazing day, amazing time of worship and praise for all you've done. Lord Jesus, we love you. And I pray all this in your holy name. Amen. Well, church family, I love you. I hope you all have a good evening. And I look forward to seeing you all real soon. God bless.